Tawana Wyatt is a soft-spoken single mother of two. As she lifts the pages of a photo album, you can hear the adhesive release from the plastic. She shows me several photos of her oldest, India Cummings.
You have everything.
Yeah, I even got her little her bracelets from the hospital. So, yeah.
What's she doing in this one?
This one? This was me and her one morning. And in our first apartment.
Cummings was born and raised in Rochester. She and her mother moved to Lackawanna in 2013. Wyatt moved back, giving her daughter the chance to live on her own for the very first time. Her plan was to finish nursing school, but that all changed on February 1st, 2016. Around 1 o'clock that afternoon, authorities were called to her home for a mental health-related EMS call. Cummings was behaving erratically. She ran out the front door, waving her arms, approached a vehicle, punched a driver, took the car, and then she drove away, hitting a few vehicles and a school bus.
There was definitely something going wrong right from the beginning that caused her to pull, you know, a pedestrian out of the car and punch him and take the car, because her car was right there. So there was definitely something going wrong right from the beginning. What? I don't know.
Wyatt says her daughter did not have a history of mental illness, but could have been under the influence of something that caused her to behave erratically. Cummings was arrested, arraigned, and then taken to the Erie County Holding Center. 17 days later, she's dead.
One of the hardest things is just trying to protect them as much as you can as a mother. You know, just trying to protect your kids, you know. We work so hard on protecting them when they're young, you know. And, you know, she got older and it just, and I wasn't able to protect her, so. You know, that hurts.
The New York State Commission of Correction recently issued a report about Cummings' treatment. It says her health began to deteriorate. She died of acute renal failure after cardiac arrest. And the report stated that since the original call was for medical care due to her altered mental status and based on her erratic behavior, that she should have been taken to the hospital for evaluation before, not after, taken to jail. The commission declined to comment further, but issued a statement urging the sheriff and those involved to, quote, implement the changes necessary to improve the standard of care at the facility before one more individual suffers the same fate as Ms. Cummings. Meanwhile, Wyatt's lawyer, Matthew Albert, is leading the way on a civil suit against the county, sheriff, and others involved. The sheriff's department declined to comment for the story. India's mom maintains hope. Back in Rochester, we're climbing a set of stairs inside Wyatt's home, and we walk into a spare bedroom. She decorated it in her daughter's memory. There's cards from her funeral, her Bible, books, and photos.
Aww. Is this her?
No, that's her best friend.
That's her best friend. Okay.
Yes. So
now
it's
what?
Bittersweet. Well, now just await for the justice. And wait for the justice.
You think that'll happen, though?
I'm hoping that it will. I'm hopeful. Yeah.
For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.